What's with the new look?
Different, man. I'm always different, man. Describe my game. They're different. You know what I mean?
Has Engram showed you guys something as a rookie coming on offense, big target in the red zone?
Yeah, definitely, man. He got the seemed like he got more power than what most DBs expected. Cause you know he gets his body into you and he propels himself off you and gets open, or he can just beat you with speed. So he's definitely a threat, man, and he's definitely shown that, especially in one-on-ones, man. It seems like he always getting open and catching the ball.
Have you seen Eli Apple take some strides this year?
Definitely, a big stride. You know, I call it swag, man. He played with a whole lot of more swag, man. And it's definitely showing, man. You can see he out there competing with everybody. He steps up against Odell, Shep, Marshall, whoever you put out there, man. It's like he's on him.
How much difference is it for a second-year cornerback? You know, a guy who rookie came in, obviously.
Oh, big difference. You know, I think your first year you get in, get your feet wet. You know, you kind of understand the game a little bit and know what it takes. But when you make some plays like he did last year, man, it gives you that confidence. And once you get that confidence of knowing you belong, you know, your next year is like you just going to keep going.
Piercy, do you feel rejuvenated? You know, you're playing with a little bit more of a spring in your step.
No, ma'am. No, not at all. I feel 31, you know, but being out there with them guys, man, it kind of makes you feel like you're young, but nah, when it's over with, I don't. Mm-mm.
You like that day rest then?
Definitely. I'm glad they added that, you know. I think that's some of the older guys, we need that, you know, a lot of wear and tear on the body.
We saw you win a sprint last week. You still have to remind definitely. The guys?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then, I got to let them know that. I just got a few little bit in me, but they can't pull too much out of me, so I just give them one. That's it.
It does look like you're having fun out there.
Oh, definitely, man. Going in my 10th year, you know, surrounded by a great group of guys, man, and I definitely understand that we definitely have a chance to do a lot of good things, man, so I'm definitely having fun. I'm going to remember this.
Do you see with the offensive depth at the skill positions and your depth in the secondary, does that make practice even more fun because of the competition at such a high level?
Yeah, definitely, man, because you match up, and put people here, there, you get to see everybody. You get to see the big physical guys, the guys with everything, and get to see the guy that's in the slot, that's good in and out of his break. So you see it from every aspect, man, and to switch it up and go against them guys, then you got a quarterback and just deliver it and put it wherever it needs to be, man. It makes it competition for both sides.
B.J. Goodson said yesterday he wants to be the leader of the defense. Yeah. Do you see that in him?
Yeah. B.J., vocal. If you look at him, man, in practice, he's knocking a few people out. You know, coach called third, he full speed. So he definitely have that attitude and that mentality to be that middle guy, and he's voicing it.
The special teams drill seemed like they're playing a little bit of cheerleader. Which side were you rooting?
Blue for? Blue side. Blue. You got blue the old guys, yellow the young guys. You know, I'm all for the blue side. You know, I like that drill though. It bring a lot of competition, see what guys made of, and it was fun.
Who won?
Blue.